hard to find in the morning papers. It's hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in. It's hard to find on TV screen, but it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Talk is all you get, and you wanna hear it straight.
Give it to me straight.
There's a place to find all the answers.
AM, FM, shortwave talk radio.
The truth is.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stattmiller. We'll be with you live for the next 2 hours out of the studios of Republic Broadcasting Network here in Round Rock, Texas, ladies and gentlemen. It is the 18th day of April 2007, and on today's program, I've got Ted Pike coming up here in just a couple of minutes. A couple of notes here on May 3rd. You folks don't want to miss this one. On MSNBC, a 9-member GOP debate. Ron Paul is going to be included in this. Let's say a prayer for old Ron that, you know, he goes up like a Roman candle on these people. And that's going to be May 3rd. All right, so check that out. Fire up your DVD recorders, and if you people out there still have the old VCRs, fire those suckers up. Show your friends. I've been talking a lot to a lot of people about Ron Paul. And and this irrational exuberance. Now, I like Tom Tancredo. I like what he's done on the issue of illegal immigration. And he's steadfast on that. He hasn't wavered. But the problem is, Tom Tancredo for president, I look at his voting record, meh. Ron Paul, yeah. I mean, this guy is solid, end to end, no breaks. He's got an outstanding, a stellar voting record. Folks, I'm going to look forward to playing politics next year because I'm going to dive headlong. And you've noticed I've never, ever backed a political candidate before. I've never gotten into any political fracas. But I'll tell you what, if it's not high time for somebody like Ron Paul as president of this country, then politically we had better hang it up. And that's from the top end. I'm not saying from the bottom end up, your local communities. You know the drill, which we haven't been doing too well on that either, if anybody hasn't noticed. A lot of people have put a lot of issues on Cruz, you know, and people are afraid to tell me anymore because I will probably hand them their head that, well, what can I do? You're surrounded. Pick your enemy. Pick up the gauntlet. Slap the snot out of them with it. There's enough things going on that there is plenty to do. Also, on tomorrow's program, I've got Wanda Piety coming back up on this truck out rally. Notice we changed the term, not boycott, but truck out rally. And I hope you people have been calling over to the Teamsters legal department. Yeah, we're for legalization of all these illegals. Yeah, can't have your cake and eat it too. So we'll talk about that tomorrow with Wanda Piety. On the second hour of the program today, I've got Eric Pratt on. And if Pratt sounds familiar, it should. That's Larry Pratt's son from Gun Owners of America picking up the slack. These guys are getting busy once again because guess what? The gun grabbers are coming back with a vengeance. So on the second hour today, I've got Eric Pratt coming up. And right after this break, we have Ted Pike online. And we'll talk about this hate crime bill, folks. We've warned you that, beat it down one day. It's going to pop up its ugly head the next day out of another rabbit hole. And that's exactly what they have done. And it looks like it's imminent for a vote. So let's get those crazy little dialing fingers out once again, folks. You know, you can do it sitting on your can and just let your fingers do the walking. It's that easy. We'll be right back right after this.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. The J. Michael Stevens Group is shipping a lot of storable food. It's smart that you're getting going at your food supplies. 1 week after the report came out that the world had eaten more food than it produced last year, the country turned into a deep freeze, wiping out a huge part of the new crop. An example? In 24 hours, clementine oranges doubled in price. If you intend to start or finish your supply, call immediately. When you call, tell them how many adults and how many years of food you need. When there are shortages, missing items will be substituted, maintaining the quantity of food necessary. Money is not the problem. Availability is. Be careful. When food supplies get short, with no future, many retailers ship real trash to supply you. For safe food you can trust, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. 800-409-5633.
Ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, it wasn't without surprise, ladies and gentlemen, that the gun grabbers would take the opportunity to use the... And it was tragic, folks, what happened at Virginia Tech. There's no doubt about that. It could have been worse. I don't know how it could have been worse, but 32 kids are dead. Never to sing a song, go to a party, graduate, do anything. I mean, that's it. End of story. And like I said, on the second hour, we are going to be talking with Eric Pratt, and their HR 1022, the assault weapons ban, is back. But in this hour, I've got Ted Pike with me. And just a serious problem here is the hate crime laws that they're trying to pass. Good afternoon, Reverend Pike. How are you doing?
Oh, pretty good. Thanks for having me, John.
Well, I got the call from you today, and you know that this network, we are at your beck and call when something's going on with this hate crime legislation. We are here for you, and you called me today, and you made this sound urgent that this vote could be coming out of that committee, or it's out of committee. It could be up for a vote any minute.
Very soon, actually, with the members of the House and the Senate back, we now have full speed forward on both hate bills, both in the House and the Senate. I got word that last Thursday, Senators Smith and Kennedy had introduced the federal hate bill into the Senate judiciary, Our listeners know we've been fighting a heroic battle in the House, but this has been introduced into the Senate Judiciary, and of course that is overwhelmingly stacked with liberals, pro-hate bill supporters, Jewish activists, and so on. So there is not a ghost of a chance that it will be able to defeat that in the Senate Judiciary. But what I'm calling is for massive protest from everybody in our listening audience to call their member of the Senate immediately today, and we'll be giving that toll-free number very soon here. And then also just yesterday in the House of Representatives, the Judiciary Committee, in their subcommittee on crime, they did have their first hearing yesterday on the hate bill. And I was just on Janet Folger's program, and she had an expert witness there who had testified extensively against the hate bill. His name is Brad Dukas of the Pacific Justice Institute. He found the members of the House Judiciary Subcommittee on Crime to be quite hostile to him. They thought there was no big problem with this legislation. It was only designed to end violent hate crimes, physical hate crimes in the states. And he seemed to really know his stuff, and will be going back again next week. They will probably holding another hearing next week, but it seems to be common knowledge now that the House Judiciary will be moving it toward a full vote in House Judiciary next week, and then rapidly onto the floor of the House of Representatives for a vote, literally by perhaps the end of next week. So we have a double pronged attack now. They're fast tracking both of these bills. This bill could go through the Senate Judiciary and the House Judiciary very rapidly. So it's top priority. It's red alert for all who love freedom to at least call your member of the House and call your member of the Senate and protest, to just say, please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries.
I don't know if people really realize how serious this is.
Yes.
I don't know if they've seen a lot of bad things happen through the legislature. They've seen a lot of unconstitutional things going on. It's almost as if they're conditioned that these creatures up there, these Congress critters, are going to keep doing the wrong thing.
Yes.
And I am here to tell you, folks, this directly affects free speech, your First Amendment. There was a reason why the founders, they constructed the Constitution the way they did, the way they put the Bill of Rights in there. If you notice, they put the Second Amendment right in behind the First Amendment, just in case things went south here and they got a little crazy and a little maniacal like they are right now. There was a reason why that was placed there. But this free speech issue, and I want to make people understand what's been going on here. This is a coordinated approach. This whole thing about Don Imus in his comment, the nappy-headed hoe, okay? I heard Bill O'Reilly. I heard Sean Hannity both using the same terminologies. This is hate speech. This is hateful. We need to get this guy fired. And these two clowns can get up there and twist and lie and say whatever they want to say, go after whoever they want to go after. But, you know, Don Imus, we need to get this guy fired. Make an example out of him. And they use the term hate speech. Gee, Ted, do you think there's a little coordination behind the scenes going on here?
Well, it seems almost beyond coincidence that we have that particular incident, and then we have the terrible violence in Virginia all happening in the same week that the hate bill is being introduced into the Senate and being deliberated in the House. Neither of those incidents, in my opinion, supports a federal hate crimes bureaucracy invading states' rights in law enforcement and ending free speech. But you can be sure that the supporters of the hate bill are going to make hay of that and use that in testimony, and it could play a very decisive factor in actually pushing these hate bills through. The important thing right now is that we not be disheartened, because we have defeated the hate bill three times in the last 2 years. And let me just show you how easy it could be to defeat it again. You see, the ADL, who's behind this bill, they believe they have about the necessary 61 votes. So you have to have 60 votes in the Senate in order to pass any legislation. They believe they've got those 61 votes. That's why they're moving ahead very aggressively, very publicly now in the Senate. But that means that there's about 10 Republicans who've crossed over and joined in with the Democrats. But if we were to blitz the Senate tomorrow, today, this week, and next week, just overwhelmingly with protests, there's a good chance that maybe one or two of those Republicans would come back over in the realm of sanity and common sense and actually vote against the hate bill. That would destroy the hate bill in the Senate. If the hate bill were destroyed in the Senate, it would be destroyed for this term of Congress, you see. So our goals are attainable here. It all depends on what kind of magnitude of protest will come from the American people. And by the way, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437. That's the toll-free number to your member of the House, your member of the Senate from your district. And also, you can use that to call all 100 members of the Senate. Again, that toll-free number is 877-851-6437. And then the toll number, the standard capital hotline, is 202-224-3121. Again, that toll number, 202-224-3121. And just tell your member of the House or the Senate, please don't vote for any kind of hate crimes legislation. Hate laws have taken away free speech in Canada and many European countries.
Now, on your websites, truthtellers.org and your other site, hatelawsexposed.org, do you have a listing of all the current congressmen and senators up there?
Yes, we have the listing of all the members of the House and the Senate. In fact, we have the listing there of the 100 members of the Senate, particularly important, I think, that we get those calls into the Senate. And if people have already made their call to their member of the House and the Senate, just spend a couple of hours today or tomorrow and go down the list at Truth Tellers and make those calls to each one of those. And also, I should mention that I do have a very powerful brochure, a flyer at Truth Tellers against the hate bill. Copy that out, send that to your member of the House and the Senate, as well as to the their influential legislative aides. There's about 8 to 10 very influential legislative aides who should get that powerful brochure, which documents how Christians and free thinkers have been persecuted in Canada under hate laws and has excellent arguments against hate crimes theory.
All right. I'm listening, or I'm watching the website here, and I'm scrolling through this, and I'm not seeing the listing of the congressmen and senators. Where is that on your site?
Well, actually, I'm not too intimately involved in constructing that site.
Okay.
But it should be on there on the first page. There should be some place to get to it. I guess I'll just have to leave that to you right now.
Okay. All right. We'll dig it up. We'll dig it up.
Yeah. One of the problems, John, is that we've got so many battles on so many fronts here. I wish I had the luxury of just concentrating on one bill, but actually we've got no less than 3 forms of hate crimes or thought crimes bills before the House and Senate. I admit it's making our homepage a bit cluttered.
Well, and we warn people, Ted. We warn people, and my analogy of this yesterday was watch what they're shoveling down the chute at you because it's coming fast and furious and it all stinks.
Yes.
And we told people, I remember you were on this broadcast, and we were talking about the Democrats and midterm elections taking control of the House and the Senate, and we were going to be primed for this stuff. And here we are, mid-April, and here it comes.
Yeah, well, they're pulling out all the stops. They're hitting us hard on both fronts now, moving it fast very quickly. And obviously, with the Democrats in control of the legislative machinery, they're in a position of very great advantage. But on the other hand, the American people still have leverage because we have the power to vote these people out if they don't vote against the hate bill. So we have to make that clear to them when we call to them that we're holding them to the line. We're very angry about this. We expect them to vote in favor of the First Amendment and preservations of our freedom.
All right. When we get back, I want to make sure that people have the correct numbers for these bills. We want to go over the numbers again. And, folks, this is something you can do from your lazy boy and just let your fingers do the walking on the phone dial. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help give you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. The state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. For the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. Website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com or call 312-224-2710, 312-224-2710.
All right, we're back. I'm going to put out these numbers again, folks. I hope you're going to participate in this because don't complain when they get away with it. And there's another mechanism to go after people like myself, like this network, for speaking the truth and speaking out. They very well may silence us, and I'm not good at curtailing my opinions and putting them on the air. I've done it for almost 15 years, and I'm going to continue doing it. And quite frankly, I don't care if they did pass it tomorrow and enacted it and had the enforcement mechanism the week after that. They'd have to come in here and bust the doors down here at this network. I'm not going to go quietly into the night. These creatures of the night, they hate anything that is good, anything that is free. Their thing is control, folks. Shutting things down, shutting opposition down. We don't have to tell you how bad this is. By the way, Ted, I told the listeners yesterday I was going to cover this H.R. 808.
And, yes,
and,
thanks.
And on your website, and folks, go to the website, truthtellers.org. take a look at this. Alone Against the Peace Department bill. I'm going to cover this, Ted. I know you can only spend a few more minutes with us.
Sure.
But I'm going to cover this today, folks. They are just opening up the floodgates. I knew this was going to happen. I didn't think it was going to happen this soon, but I never underestimate these people. And please don't ever, under any circumstance, underestimate any of these creatures in Congress.
Yeah.
They're capable of godless, unconstitutional, you name it. They're capable of doing anything.
Yeah.
Now, those numbers again, folks, for your Congress critters and for your Senate critters, the toll-free number is 877-851-6437, and the toll number is area code 202-224-3121. Again, that's 202-224-3121. And don't forget, when you call in and you get to a certain congressman or senator's office, tell them to kick you back to the switchboard. It'll take you less time in dialing, make it easy on yourself, but do it often. Do it repeatedly. Do it once or twice or three times a day if the Spirit moves you. This is important, folks. This is the First Amendment to the Constitution that is under attack right now, and it's imminent. They're going to vote on this. We just don't know when, but let's get proactive on them. Let's get preemptive on them. They've been doing it to us. Let's just fire right in their face. Let's get this thing on down the road, because once that passes, Ted, that's it.
Yes, it is. Yeah, there's no hope that the president will veto it, as far as I'm concerned. And the time to move, the time to create an upheaval, a tsunami wave of protest, is right now. Tomorrow morning, I suppose by this time the Capitol switchboard might not get you to their office, but tomorrow morning we've got to make those calls. If you can spend a couple hours, in fact, calling every member of the Senate, that's a tremendous investment in your future and the freedom of your children.
And that is what is at stake here. And look what they've done in the span of our lifetime, Ted.
Yes.
What do you think? They get all of what they want, and they've got a good chunk of it. Their wish list is long, but they've got a good chunk of what they want. But they're going to continue doing this.
Well, as I mentioned earlier, we have defeated the hate bill three times in the past 2 years. The ADL is just frantically angry and frustrated that they haven't got their big federal hate bill, giving them total power over to make indictments on Christians and conservatives nationally. And this is the big apple at the top of the tree that they want. We've got to deprive them of that. We've got to just speak out as we have never spoken before, because what this federal hate bill will do, if it's passed, is not only end free speech in America, but it will unite us with the other federal hate crimes bureaucracies all over Europe, Canada, Australia, and so on. And the next big step for ADL is to get international adjudication and enforcement of hate crimes laws through the UN, through international tribunals and so on, which will have powers to extradite to Israel and all those kinds of things. We've seen a foretaste of that, of course, with Zundel and Irving and Jermar Rudolph and so on. But the next hate crimes victims are going to be transported, will not be transported to Germany, they'll be transported to Jerusalem for the crimes of anti-Semitism and Holocaust denial and things like that. It's right around the country, but we can stand in the middle of that path right now by making those calls. If you can't do anything else, make those two calls to your House member and your Senate member, and then come to truthtellers.org. We've got a lot more there. You can do lists of other members of the House, and also that powerful brochure you can send in there. Print that out. Get those in the mail over the weekend so that when these hearings start again on Monday, that some of those people in the back rooms of the House and the Senate office buildings will be talking about another point of view, a different point of view than the ADL has force-fed to them.
Well, and the bill numbers again, so we know what we're talking about when we call our Congress critters.
All right. The bill number in the Senate is S-1105. It's called the Matthew Shepard Hate Crimes Prevention Act. And then in the House, it's H.R. 1592. The tongue twister name is the Local Law Enforcement Hate Crimes Prevention Act. Again, that's S-1105, in the Senate and 1592 in the House.
All right. Can you hang on a few more minutes here?
Sure can.
Okay. All right. We've got to take this break here. We'll be back. I'm going to repeat these again, folks. We're imploring your support on this. No matter what you're supporting and how you're supporting it out there or what you're talking about it or how you're talking about it, it all hangs in the balance if they get this hate crime legislation passed with our illustrious Congress critters out of the District of Criminals. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
Ted, when we put to bed the hate crime stuff and H.R. 808 and all these other issues, I want to talk to you seriously about mounting an offensive against the ADL based out of New York. It is time that we go on the offensive rather than the defensive with these people trying to stop what they're doing. I would like to see these anti-Christian, and there is absolutely, positively, without one shred of doubt, that this organization is anti-Christian. That is the majority still of the spiritual belief system in this country is Christianity. It's got a lot of different legs and a lot of different arms and a lot of different people doing it different ways. But if you're to lump all that under one umbrella, they are anti-Christian. And I don't care if you say Yahweh. I don't care if you say Jesus Christ. They are anti-Christian. It is time that we go on the offensive with the ADL and the JDL, their more militant enforcement arm. It is time we go on the offensive. Ted, I'd like to see their 501c3 pulled. I'd like to see them pick up the ADL, go back to Israel where they belong, and they can take anybody they want with them.
Sure.
You know, I mean, this is to the point of ridiculousness, because the ADL's big thing is, well, we promote peace, and, you know, we go after, you know, skinheads, and we go after anti-Semites, and we do all of these wonderful things. Please give us more money.
Yes.
You know, I mean, it's absolutely insane. Here is literally a wolf in sheep's clothing, yeah. Only we've taken the wool off of it, and we see the beast for what it is.
Yeah. You know, the Pope just recently this week gave a big award to the ADL. For a top rabbi in the ADL for their promotion of peace and tolerance and so on.
Yeah.
And the European ADL is very strong. As we've mentioned previously on this broadcast, they are right now setting up a 55-member nation hate crimes bureaucracy in Europe, the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe. And a big part of that is what's called the International Network Against Cyber Hate. And they are getting the best minds in the world, legal minds, cyber minds, and so on, to figure out ways to blow websites off the Internet, such as yours and mine and so on. By the way, just this last week, we've had some black spots in our presence on the Internet. We have been under a vicious cyber attack. Saturday night, we were hit hard and went off, and then we got in touch with our server when we found out about it Sunday morning. They got us back on. Our password had been deciphered, and then we got back on for an hour, and then we were blown off again by the same force, got back on again, and then we're knocked off again, I believe it was Friday, for a good deal of the day. And the one of the persons there who said they had been there for 10 years, she said she had never seen such a vicious attack, of a cyber attack on a website as we experienced at truthtellers.org.
But no, I perfectly understand cyber attacks,
yeah,
around this network. I certainly do. Okay, Ted, I appreciate your time. I know you got to run. I know you're doing a lot of interviews, and I am on your alert list, but I don't always read my emails. If there is anything, you've got my cell number. If there's anything,
yes,
that crops up, you let me know immediately.
Well, if you need me to talk about H.R. 808, the Department of Peace bill, or any of those others, I'd be happy to do it.
Okay.
Give me a ring.
I will certainly do that.
Thank you, John.
Okay, thank you, Reverend. I appreciate it. All right. Again, folks, this freedom of speech is one of the cornerstones, if I can use the the term cornerstone. Maybe I should not use the term cornerstone. It's a little Masonic. It is the bedrock. Let's use that term. It is the bedrock of this country. And what we have is people picking and choosing what they believe is hateful or destructive. And I'll tell you what, anti-Semitism, if you want to be honest about this, anti-Semitism in the world is basically directed at the political arm, the Zionist, and that movement. All right? These people have been behind many Christian-based motivations in this country. I always tell the story here about the ADL in the background. They didn't come out publicly, but you all remember Judge Roy Moore. You all remember the big controversy, what was that, 2-3 years ago, a couple of years now, about the Ten Commandments being in the rotunda of the state Supreme Court building. That was the ADL, and gosh, I got to watch what terms I'm using here. Morris Sleaze from the Southern Perversion Law Center. All right, this guy, I don't even want to go into. I mean, we hit Morris D's hard. Every time this character crops up on any radio program or any television program in this country, we know who Morris D's is. We know how sleazy this guy is. And I think in Wikipedia, if you look up sleaze, you're going to see a picture of Morris D's there. Okay, that's the human definition of sleaze. This guy is the most unethical, immoral person on the planet, and parading around and making tons of money off of, well, you know, here's another group that goes after the skinheads and this. Look, I'm going to tell you something, folks. A lot of these supposed organizations out there are funded and guided by the FedGov, okay? A lot of them. So this is the old Hegelian dialectic type of thing. You know, oh, we're going to create a problem here. We're going to demonstrate how bad this problem is, and then we're going to come up with a solution. And heretofore, you would have said, what? You're going to do what? But we have been under an assault and a conditioning program in this country. And now you're here starting to see the likes of, oh, gee, Uncle Bill Riley talking about hateful people, and people should be fired for expressing their views. I'm no fan of Rosie O'Donnell personally. Let me be careful here. Personally, I wouldn't walk across the street to put her out and she burst into a ball of flame. If she spontaneously combusted, I'd probably roast wieners or marshmallows. But she did come out on the 9/11 issue. She is fueling more debate, more people, more personal, the public personalities in this culture, this cult personality thing that we have in this country. If you think I'm in error on that, watch. What's the big thing, the talent show thing that they do? Oh, come on, Mr. Producer, you're supposed to help me with this. On TV, you know, where they get up there and sing and do all that stuff. Yeah. Okay, you're in brain fart today, too. American Idol, there you go, thank you. You have no doubt that we're in a... Look, folks, we walk and we talk. We're Madison Avenue created people. We look the same. We drive the cars. We wear the fashions and the makeups and all of that stuff. We're a pop culture in this country, and if that is our root, if that's our bedrock in this country, well then we're pretty well lost. All right, let me go to Charles in Louisiana here, and then I want to get into this H.R. 808 before I bring up Eric Pratt from Gun Owners of America. Hello, Charles.
How you doing, Mr. John?
I am hanging in there, my friend. Wow,
thank God you are. I know. I'll pray for you a lot, too. I'm on the phone. I can't get you on the radio. No more. It's been 2 months so I can get you, but I figure I'd call in. Listen, on this truck, on this rally for the trucks, mm-hmm. I want everybody to try to pass these pamphlets out. I'm seeing a big difference, Mr. John. I'm seeing a big difference, and I'm hoping that, man, we can make a difference on the 23rd, 24th, 25th. And another thing, all these bills, if we can get the truckers with us, we can start putting these bills on the side of the truck. You know what I mean? You know, when a bill comes bad, we can get a lot of attention if this thing goes down, and it's going to help us out a lot.
Well, Charles, I talked to Wanda Piety today. She was on... Steve Summers' show, and Steve Summers is the son of Truckin' Bozo that used to be on WLW. Truckin' Bozo is now on XM. But Steve took over the reins. He's been doing a good job. We've had a couple of people, Wanda Piety, which has been on this program, and also Frosty Woolridge, which is on this network, on Steve's program. And that is the blowtorch at night that goes out to roughly 38 states at night, and they've been talking about this issue. The response I got back from these truckers, because I went and passed out flyers, I went and talked to a lot of truckers this past Sunday. I'm going to be doing it again this weekend.
Sure.
And I'm going to urge everybody out there, if you go to our website, ladies and gentlemen, republicbroadcasting.org, you go to the website, you will see the updated posters there. You can print these things out, print them out, and go to your truck stops and start talking this thing up. And if the rig is sitting there idling, you go up there with scotch tape, a few little pieces of scotch tape. Don't go overboard on this deal. But you tape it on the left-hand side of the cab mirror so the trucker, the first thing they look at when they get in there to get to move their truck, the first thing they check is their mirrors and everything else. So they're going to see this thing. Walk into the truck stop restaurant. Sit down, start talking to these people. Go in there and pass out flyers. This is important. It's starting to gain momentum, and the Teamsters, by the way, Charles, are getting a little antsy about this because they have not been representing the members of the Teamsters Union. This ain't Jimmy Hoffa here we're talking about. We're talking about a bunch of sold-out people. Even their legal department guy in Washington, D.C., is in favor of total amnesty for the 30 to 40 million illegals in this country right now. And these truckers, Charles, intrinsically know because they watch stuff. They haul the goods. They haul the wood and the trusses and the shingles and stuff for house building, and they have seen the takeover by the illegals in the housing and commercial construction in this country. So they already intrinsically know that these illegals in this country right now, because everybody's shopping for that cheaper labor dollar.
Yes, I understand.
And Charles, they intrinsically know that these guys, once they get their driver's licenses and whatever else, these are the guys who are going to be sitting in the seats of these trucks rolling down our highways.
And one other thing, I can't call in because I don't get you. I'm asking everybody to do this, not for me, to send a couple of dollars to help you promote and keep going. Send a couple of dollars. They could do that for the country. And then pass these flyers out. I'll go to the weigh stations and the rest stops. That's where I'm passing them out.
Charles, this is my service. This is my payback for having the privilege and the honor to be born in the greatest country that's ever been put together by man on this planet. And I will be doing this tomorrow and next year, and if I live long enough into the next century. Well, that ain't going to happen.
Okay, well, thank God I know that. And I appreciate you, John. I do. I appreciate you and Sandra. And I love you. I love all the people out there, you know, all the patriots. But I want people to put a little bit more support in there. Just a couple of dollars, a few flyers. We can make a difference right now, today.
I'll tell you what. I don't like to play numbers games here, but if just 10% of the listeners to this network would go out to the truck stops this weekend, make copies, go out and contact these truckers. The CBs, Channel 19 across this country, is abuzz with this right now. We need to turn up the heat even more. And let me finish here, Charles, before I forget all this stuff. Folks, when you go to pass these flyers out this week or this weekend, because this is starting Monday the 23rd, you tell these truckers, get on the CB and start talking this up. You get them to get active, because the response I got back, Charles, many, many times was, thank God somebody's doing something about this. Yeah, I'll be on board with you guys.
I'm getting the same response. I just got 500 more flyers I picked up about half hour ago, right before I called in. Listen, I'm telling you, Mr. John, it's going to be a difference after this. I really have a lot of hope. And I want to thank you again in the name of Jesus for representing this country.
I'm just one of his kids, and I'm doing what he would want me to be doing.
Well, I wanted to thank you personally.
Well, I thank you. Thank you.
You have a nice day, sir.
Thank you, Charles. You know, gosh, Charles has called into this broadcast many times, and a lot of listeners out there are familiar with Charles. And he is a guy that he's never stopped. And I know about 10 people out there that are of the same cloth that this guy is cut out of. And that's not, folks, I'm not saying those are bad numbers, but if I'm saying that I only know about 10 or a dozen people that have the commitment of people like Charles, my God, we're in trouble. People need to step up. And I don't care what you're against or what you're for. You know, if you're against gun control, you know, I mean, we've got sellout organizations in this country. You know, not Gun Owners of America. They have been steadfast, but they don't have the membership that the NRA has. And these good old boy NRA members, and I am sick of seeing these guys at gun shows. The NRA has sold more of the membership down the river, like any of these other big organizations in this country. I think they've done more damage to gun owners' rights in this country than they have helped. I mean, and it's really great. You bring people on, heavy hitters like Charlton Heston. I mean, come on. You bring up Moses. That's pretty heavy stuff. But if you look at what the NRA has done, the GOA is not compromised. They do not have the membership that the NRA does. And I'm going to make a suggestion to you folks, because becoming a member of the GOA is not an abrogation of your responsibilities of maintaining your rights. And if you're an NRA member, and well, geez, you've been an NRA member for all your life, okay, there's nothing wrong with being a member of two organizations. Join the Gun Owners of America, become familiar with what they do and how they do it, and how steadfast they are, and how they've never compromised. And then I think you will see that your NRA membership is redundant. I want to get into, after the break here, I'm running out of time here. I want to get into this H.R. 808. This is draconian. This is cabinet-level Orwellian New World Order stuff. It is bad, very bad. On the program tomorrow, I'm going to have Wanda Pidey on again. We're going to talk about this truckers truck out rally, and we're going to be covering all this. And before the break, I want to put out the numbers again on the hate crime legislation, okay? And folks, come on, there's no excuse. Few minutes out of your day, or if you're so compelled, take a couple hours out of your day during the business hours to contact our Congress critters in Washington, D.C. The toll-free number is 877-851-6437. The toll number is 202-224-3121. And the Senate bill number is 1105. And the House number is H.R. 1592. No, absolutely, positively no. Get your hands off of free speech, because that is the bedrock of this country. Get your hands off of it. And I'm serious about this. I am going to talk to Ted Pike and other activists out there, and I want to mount an offensive against the ADL, because they are offensive. They are anti-Christian, they are anti-American, and they need to go bye-byes. Folks, we got a lot of work ahead of us, and we need the support in which to do it. We'll take the break here, come back on the other side. We'll do that right after this break.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Okay, I'm not going to have time. I've got a short segment here. I'm not going to have time to get into this H.R. 808. I will do that. We're only going to have Mr. Pratt up for about a half hour. So last part of the second hour of this program, I'll get into this. But I wanted to at least put this out by Ted Pike. It's on truthtellers.org. He says, 4 weeks ago, I sounded the alarm against the Department of Peace and Nonviolence Act, H.R. 808. Now preoccupying four committees of the U.S. House of Representatives. Like Oregon's pro-homosexual SB 2 to be voted on Tuesday, H.R. 808 authorizes a national anti-bias educational program to prevent school children from falling victim to Christian prejudice against homosexuality. Funded by almost $8.5 billion of your tax dollars annually, the U.S. Department of Peace aspires to achieve peaceful coexistence between Christians and homosexuals, not by repentance of sodomites, but by abandonment of Christian judgmental values. To my knowledge, Ted says, no national Christian conservative organization has joined me in warning against H.R. 808. It is because they cannot really believe that legislation promoting peace can be so bad. They should read their Bibles and be reminded that Antichrist will conquer the whole world through a similar global peace offensive. And for you Bible readers out there, check out Daniel 8:25. With the House of Representatives back in session, Speaker Pelosi, Nancy Pelosi, can call for a vote on H.R. 808 immediately. She and other prominent Democrats have spoken in favor of it on the House floor. The bill enjoys already 62 co-sponsors. Now, if this Orwellian legislation should pass the Democrat-controlled House without a whimper from the religious right, how foolish would we feel? Now, it is very late to begin opposition to H.R. 808, but it's still not too late. We've got to take action and do it now. And here's some of his suggestions. Read his article, Department of Peace Does Violence to Christian Values. See the Department of Peace Does Violence to Christian Values. That is on his site. And repost this, folks. By phone, email, or fax, strongly protest H.R. 808 and other thought crime bills, H.R. 1592, H.R. 984, to your members of the House of Representatives. Send the powerful flyer against H.R. 808 to your House member and their 8 to 10 legislative aides. Now, all this is available at truthtellers.org. Now, with peace sentiment prevailing among the Democrat-controlled House, you know, they were against the war in Iraq, but they're still funding it. You know, they're behind the H.R. 1022, the reemergence of the draconian assault weapons ban and law enforcement protection act. They just put a new number on it. Oh, it's 2007. Now, the peace settlement that Ted's talking about among the Democrat-controlled House and little opposition from the right, it's because there is no damn difference between the right or the left anyhow, this evil bill could pass, but if we speak out today, we still have a chance to prevent it from making our children into sodomites tomorrow. And I don't get attacked by homosexual lobbies out there, and I'll tell you the reason why. Because homosexuality and lesbianism, it's been around since man has been around, and woman. Let me not be exclusive here. It's been around. The problem I've had with this is that it's funded by the government. It is in the public schools. It is being promoted as being natural, normal, and healthy. And quite frankly, I'm tired of looking at effeminate young men that they're little adults in training, they're becoming men, the testosterone is flowing, but they're acting more like women than they do men. I mean, folks, there's the major reason why I'm not attacked by any homosexual or lesbian lobby out there. I mean, you can play your own music and dance to your own tune, but the problem I have is getting tax money and getting this into public schools, rearranging the brain cells of our young people in this country, and you think you got a lot of homosexuals and lesbians now. Look at this generation coming up. We're in a lot of trouble here. Yeah. We'll take the break. We'll be right back.
It's true.